Good evening. My name is Peter Favre. I am a landowner in this town, and I live in Freedom, New Hampshire, 03836. I'm speaking today, tonight, not for, only for myself, but for a 95-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman, who are my parents, who own 600 acres of land in this town. They, I believe, are one of the largest private landowners in the town. I think their property was referenced by the head of the Conservation Commission. This is land which they've been acquiring for a half a century. It has views up through the White Mountains, up into the Franconias, up in the Waterville Range. It is beautiful land. They have chosen not to develop it, but have conserved it. They have managed it, and it's been their desire to maintain this in perpetuity. The alternate route, as proposed by Northern Pass, would gut this property. It would tear the heart and soul right out of it. It would destroy the environment that surrounds the land. It would destroy the natural features which have been so precious to them, more precious to the town of Plymouth. It would destroy any value from a distance where there's so many buildable areas. And I ask, for one thing, that the DOE consider a study which will consider the and take into consideration the visual views which are lost and the visual decrease, visual value of property which is decreased because of Northern Pass. It is not just those properties which are nearby. It is those who look off into the distance, 5, 10, 15 miles away, which are significantly affected. It is a large swath, not just a very focused swath. And I asked DOE if they, in their work, to undertake a study as to that. Secondly, from a policy standpoint, from a policy decision, policy standpoint, there is a policy decision to be considered. Is it good national and environmental policy to permit the crossing of an international boundary, disfiguring one state, such as you would do, it would happen in New Hampshire, where the primary beneficiaries, both financial and otherwise, are in other states, which are southern New England. And New Hampshire would be a conduit for this process, and our benefits would be limited, if any. I think it is not good policy, and I ask that policy to be looked at very, very carefully and become a part of this decision. Thank you.